I'm a Democrat, and especially a Democrat when it comes to work. I wrote a book called Everyday Leadership, Getting Results in Business, Politics, and Life, and I have a radio show called Everyday Leadership because I believe leading is an activity and not a position, and that everyone can lead. And people without positions can often lead more and better than those who have the title, power, and salary. And that brings me to the title, My Chicken and Egg Problem. At the end of this, I ask you, which is it? Chicken or egg? Apparently, we collectively believe that something separates a great manager leader from a great teammate. In particular, there's an expectation we have for a leader whom we'd willingly choose to follow that's different than what we expect from someone we'd like on our team. So says my mentor and friend Jim Kouzes and his co-author Barry Posner in their new book, The Truth About Leadership, The No Fads, Heart of the Matter Facts You Need to Know. If you've read their classic, The Leadership Challenge, you'll enjoy this latest offering of theirs as an accessible recharge for your leadership batteries. If you haven't read their classic, well, The Truth About Leadership is a superbly readable introduction to their research-tested work. Truth 4 answers the question with which I began. It is this: focusing on the future sets leaders apart. Since 1980, Kouzes and Posner have asked tens of thousands of people from around the world what characteristics they want in a leader they'd willingly follow. Four characteristics continually rise to the surface: honest, forward-looking, competent, and inspiring. Forward-looking is named by 70% of respondents. Interestingly, when people are asked not about leaders but about teammates, only 27% say they need someone who is forward-looking. That huge discrepancy disturbs my democratic sensibilities. Why don't or why wouldn't we want our teammates to be forward-looking? Why such a gap? What do you think? Is it the chicken? Because teammates simply don't focus people on the future, that creates the perception and expectation that teammates shouldn't have to focus on the future. Or is it the egg? That because we don't expect teammates to focus on the future, well, they just don't, and in turn, we don't expect it from them. Maybe more important, is this okay with us? And if not, how do we change it? Whether in business, family, or politics, we can't afford not to have everybody looking toward the future. Conditions around us are changing too quickly, challenges keep cropping up, so we can't look to the past nor even just stay in the present. And we surely can't just rely on bosses in our worlds to look ahead. We have to cultivate the practice of looking ahead and being proactive. Agree? And if so, how do we start to build this capacity in our followers, in us as followers? Look forward with me to a more engaged, proactive, responsible, and forward-looking people leading with their best self.